The last year that we had before the break and the in the schedule, so we began the topic of years. We covered a lot of ground in that one year, but I want to just recap a little bit so that we can, in order to be able to finish up, we have to take a step back first, just to recap a little bit and then put a couple additional things in perspective. Then we can move on to Yush and Shina Rishus. So let's begin with that. The basically, I think the topic of Yush is divided up into three subtopics, two of which we did quite a bit of, and one of which we didn't touch on at all, and that's really one I want to get into. The three topics are the relationship between the Yush Aveda and Yush of Gzela, or the factor of Yisura Asaliyado in Gzela and Aveda. That we pretty much went through, but I just will sum up one or two points very quickly to get us back in context. Then after that, we began discussing the relationship between Yush of Aveda and Yush of Gzela. In other words, not the question of how it's possible to even consider Yush of Gzela being effective after all. The factor of Yisur Asal Yado, which differentiates it from Yush of Aveda, is one which really is Ma'akev in Aveda. That's the first problem. But the second problem is, once we get past that, and once we agree that there is a concept of Yush Kedi, which is Kani, Yush of Gzela, is that the same as Yush of Aveda? That's topic number two, and that's what we did a good chunk of that, but I just want to move back and just fill in some of the blanks and go into a little more detail on that question. Is Yush, in other words, of Gzela itself a Kinyan Aveda, or is it uniquely a Kinyan Gzela? That's question number two. Question number three, which we didn't touch on at all, is what happens if you hold Yush Kedi lo kani? If you hold that Yush is ineffective, okay? So, again, for those people just walking in now, just we're sending a list around. And if everybody could just put their names on it. It could be Hebrew, English, any kind of name that you like, or both, but if we could fill it out, that would be good. The third topic is, if you hold Yush Kedi lo kani, so what happens then? Is Yush completely ineffective, and that's the end of the story, or it just means that Yush, as a standalone kinyan, is insufficient. But it doesn't mean that there's no impact to Yush. Maybe there is impact. And that could be expressed in probably two very obvious ways. One is if Yush, Kedi lo kani, but Yush plays a role nonetheless in other matters. We'll explain what we mean by that. But the logic behind it, I think, is obvious. And that is, at minimum, Yush relates to the for the lost hope, and then that may translate into the relinquished rights of the nigzal. Even if that is not sufficient to win the chayfetz, the be'en, for the gazlan, it is possible that it's significant. You no longer have, to some extent, the full competition or the extent of the competition between the nigzal and the gazlan that we had previously. And that may be significant in certain areas. And then, of course, more obviously, if Yush Kedi lo kani, but doesn't render it completely insignificant, is it possible that Yush can be rehabilitated? And then, of course, is the topic of Yush and Shina Rishus, or Yush and other combinations, but particularly Yush and Shina Rishus, which appears to work. How does that combination work? Is that a way of working off of the partially effective Yush Kedi, or is it something else? Is it a full rehabilitation? And it doesn't reflect so much the impact of Yush, which is lo kani, but it's a way of getting back to the Yush Kedi, which is kani. Okay, that might seem a little mysterious or a little abstract in the way that I just said it. Believe it or not, it is accurate, and we'll... You'll understand what I mean when we get to it if you don't understand already. Okay, so let's go back now and just let's just take each part of the topic, each part of these three, separately. Again, the first two we've done a lot on. First one we've pretty much done, and that'll help us finish up part number three. Okay, so let's start. Let's just have somebody read first, and just go over the Gemara again, if you don't mind, on Samach Vav Amud Aleph to Samach Vav Amud Beis. Yona, you want to do it? Like. Okay. So the Gemara just finished its story about Shinui and Shinui Kona. That we did pretty thoroughly. And now the Gemara picks up on alternative Kinyanim, Yiyush. Okay, so let's start from Yiyush Amir Rabbanan. You have it there? Yona? On Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Yiyush Amir Rabbanan, the Nikni. By the way, the Mar Makomos, I assume, came yesterday, right? Okay. Good. It's always good to find that out.
The first option is that.
Right, and already we can detect that there's some problem here. Why can we detect that there's a problem? Because they're not equivalent, exactly. We're trying to found Yiyush of Gzela on Yiyush of Aveda, and the circumstances that describe the effectiveness of Yiyush of Aveda are not replicated in Yiyush of Gzela. Like, that's why we have the emphasis Mikami de Tesali Yade in Aveda, and in Gzela we want to go further. We want to say Kivin de Miyayish Mara Kanile, even though it's not Mikami. When it was also the Yadei. So that's essentially the problem. That was the first problem that we were dealing with. Right? If this would not work in Aveda, so why would you think that it should work in Gezeh? Okay, let's just go through the Gemara first, and then we'll summarize that again.
The Gemara you're saying at that point, though, you're just saying that we have a precedent for Yish doing something significant by Aveda.
Right.
In Nami, it's not exactly equivalent, because we see that it's Mekami, the case of the Yadei,
right,
by Aveda. Which is not in fact by Geneva, but it can still be doing something significant.
Right, absolutely. But I'm just saying it's a pretty precarious kind of an argument. That's all I'm saying. That's if you want to prove that something exists, it's the equivalent of dialovum in adin leos kanadun, type of claim. In other words, if you want to base B on A, but A would not work. In the conditions that always prevail for B, so you've got some explaining to do. At minimum, you're trying to show that this institution exists and therefore, maybe it can apply here too, but you'd really have to explain the discrepancy. That's all I'm saying. Now, if you could end up showing that there really isn't a discrepancy, right, it's just more of an illusion than a reality. Or there is a discrepancy, but it's due to some kind of extraneous or technical consideration, okay, then you could remove the problem completely, but you'd have to explain that. And we'll explain it in just a second. The first way is Tosis's way. The second way, I don't know if that's what motivated, but it works well for the Ramban and Bambitzia, which we'll see in just a second. But as we read the Gemara, you just can't help in reading the Gemara noticing that there's a huge problem here, which the Rishonim did notice, particularly Bali Tosis. Even though you're right, you have to say something like what you're saying. If you end up saying it the way you said it, rather than the two suggestions that I made, two suggestions I just made were, it really isn't a discrepancy at all, it just looks like it, right? Or, there is a discrepancy, but we can fully account for it. If we say instead what you said, which is, all we're trying to prove is the concept of Yiyush. Although we fully acknowledge that the details of application are somewhat different, if you do that, so then... we should really be on the lookout for other discrepancies also, because it's not like we're papering over or glossing over the problem. We're acknowledging it. We're saying there's still something to connect here, and then we have to be really on the lookout for other echoes of this inequality. Okay, so, but you're right. That this is what we have to look at. Okay, Odilma.
Odilma lo damela veda veda kuvitafi asu liyadi vetera. asuliyadi alahai given to the isura asuliyadi midirabanan him. So it's only going to work midirabanan. Because
it's why drabanan dam rabanan nikni
rabanan nikni nikne katanas shalom.
Right. Rabbi Yosef Amar. Okay. Now, just one other point, just in reading the Gemara. So, when the Gemara says Odilma, which is the other side of the coin, so Bisura Soliado, as opposed to Betera Soliado, so it is very tempting to just plug that in to the previous formulation. The previous formulation of Mekame Daasi Liade, we now know what that was all about. I mean, that was all about the difference between Be'isur Asaliyado and Be'etair Asaliyado. Correct? But, just when you read the language of the Gemara, and it'll be helpful, hopefully, going forward, to note this, Lav Dafka. It's possible that the Gemara is really talking about two different points here. And that's what I'm trying to say is the Gemara now tipping its hand and saying that the reason why in a Veda this cannot happen unless it's Mikami the Asaliyade is because that would be the equivalent of Isura, that would be Isura Asaliyado in a Veda, and Isura Asaliyado is certainly a problem in a Veda, even though the Gemara is mistapek whether it's a problem in Gzela. So now we know, just if you put the two lines together, why Mikami Asaliyade is important, because otherwise it's Isura Asaliyade. Or is it possible that there are two different points going on in the Gemara here? One is what the Gemara is telling us, which is that there's an issue of Mekame Asaliyado and Aveda. And maybe there's some other reasoning for that. Okay? Especially, as we'll see, we'll fill in the details in a second, but especially for the Ramban. Right? For the Ramban, it's not accurate, really, to say that the problem is Bisur Asaliyade and Aveda. It's not a good description. However, what the Gemara is telling us is that Aveda has its issue, why you need Mekame Asaliyade. Maybe that issue doesn't apply to Geneva and to Gezela, but Geneva and Gezela have another problem, and that is the distinction between Bisur Asaliyade and Dater Asaliyade. And just to take it a little further even, one might say, well, that not only is that not an accurate description of what the problem of Mekame Asaliyade is in Aveda, it's not accurate in any way at all. Meaning, if you were to pick up the Chefetz prior to the Yiyush, that would not constitute Bisura Asaliyade. Maybe that would also be considered Betera Asaliyade. Even though, when you pick up the Chefetz, there certainly is a Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda. But maybe the Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda alone is not what constitutes Bi'isura Asaliyade. So even though it's very, very tempting, and I think for a lot of Rishonim, certainly for Tosis, we'll see in a second, Tosis understood that the problem of Mekame Asaliyade is explained by the continuation, Isura Asaliyade. I think it's possible in the reading of the Gemara, and maybe for the Ramban, to say that we're dealing with two different points here. Number one is the problem of Mekame Asaliyade in Aveda, and the second is the issue of Isur Asaliyade, which is unique to Gzela. Okay. Now, having said that, so let me fill in the let's fill in the details very quickly. Okay. So, this factor of Isur Asaliyade, which plays such a prominent role in Yiyush, and in the question of Yiyush, the first thing we should note is that the Gemara does not really ever clearly define it. Again, we have it here, Isur Asaliyado, Heter Asaliyado. We don't know exactly what its scope is. I just mentioned, does it really apply to Aveda, or does Mekame Asaliyado mean something else? Okay. We also don't really know, and these are obviously closely connected, what its particular role is in Gzela. Now, the most obvious suggestion, Yona, what would you say the most obvious? If I gave you one choice. What? Well, no, that we know. We understand. Okay. Good. But and therefore, Since it's Bisura, we know it's Bisura Saliyado. It's not a good thing. I mean, what impact does it have? And therefore, if you had to just translate the factor into something. Why should Isura Saliyado interfere with the Kinyan? After all, in some respects, the fact that it's Bisura Saliyado is a strength when it comes to Kinyan Gzela, as we've shown. Right. Not really a strength, but at least it's what makes this Kenyan unique. We talked a lot in the first semester about the competitive struggle between the Nigzal and the Gazlan. Right. And partly we've talked about the fact that Kinyane Gnevo Gzela, which plays such a prominent role in the Maisa Gzela, in the Chivonsim, right, and other things. We've talked a lot about the fact that, in part, they are unique and different from other Kinyanim because of that competitive element. Moreover, we're speculating about this, but on a Tame Mitzvos, but not really. Where's Oren? There he is. On a, I guess not a Darshin on the Time of the Kra element, but an internal halachic definition point of view. What we've tried to explain is that in some respects, Kinyane, Gnevo, Gzela are necessary in order to create Chiyuve, Gneva, Gzela. So, in a sense, part of the Kinyanim are due to the fact that it's Bisura Asaliyada. We want to make you fully responsible. Right? Whether that certainly could be the case for Chiyuv Onsim. If you read Rava and Sanhedrin, those people who are, I don't know yet who's new and wasn't here, wasn't learning Merubah the first month. So I apologize to you a little bit because we're assuming things. So anybody who is a little bit lost, just come to me afterwards and we'll see how we can do a crash course or something. But I am assuming the basic background. So the point is that when it comes to Chiyuv Onsim, especially according to Rava, in Sanhedrin, Raikiu Kmineo Rachmana Birshuse Leinian Onsen, and even more so for Rav. Kishiyesh Damim, Meish Chiyuv Onsim, therefore it's Mukum Birshuse. So basically, what we tried to show is that in terms of Chiyuvim, in terms of Niske Mamon, Tosis Bava Kama, in Perak HaKones, in terms of that obligation, these function because there are Kinyanim. So Isura Saliyado isn't only a negative when it comes to Kinyanim, right? And there are, as a result, some, I wouldn't say benefits, but there are some positive elements. Kinyane Tashmishim, right? The Sugen Tzadi Zayin, Tokef Abdu Shochavero, and so on. And maybe other things as well. So true, Isura Saliyado is a bad thing, we know that. But per se, so that's a reason to limit the Kinyan, and maybe. More likely.
The presence of a Hesha Vesna Gzela Asher Gazal.
Exactly.
I mean, but by Aveda, you have Ophtiga Veshna also.
Ah, correct.
So
I don't know. But to the same extent, but would it necessarily work the same way?
Yeah, but also the Yisura doesn't necessarily point to the Hesha, does it?
It doesn't have to. I agree.
The Lashon HaGemara is the Yisura.
Since it's Bisura, so the Ado means
problematic, like a weaker state, it's Bisura.
Right. So the Isura may mean, or maybe if the since it's Bisura Saliyado, i.e., the second that you get it, you don't win the Chayfetz, you have a Chiyuv Ashava, you continue to have to address the Isur. Now you're right, then you'd have to compare, so this would be good and bad. In other words, Bisura Saliyado is not really true, as I said, for Aveda. If you're talking about, you did a bad thing, shaloi heichote niskar, we want to penalize you, or what you did doesn't have legal validity because it's an act of Isur. That certainly doesn't apply to Aveda. On the contrary, a person who picks up an Aveda, he deserves a dinner of tribute, right? So, or maybe not a dinner of tribute, but he definitely deserves to be praised, right? A shomer Aveda is a good thing. So what do you mean, Bi'isura Asaliyado? So if the expression Bi'isura Asaliyado does... you didn't hear about that new rule that we set about the... but you know, if you come in more than like 5 minutes late, the Suras Eliyado, if you Suras Eliyado really signifies Isur, then it's not going to work at all for Aveda. So then to say Mikami Asaliyade and Bisur Asaliyade are the same thing would be impossible. Okay, but if Isur Asaliyade refers to Hashava, right, so then your question of the second ago becomes a strength that there is in Aveda. So Bisura doesn't mean Bisura. Bisura means Bechiyuvin. I mean, you didn't pick up this chayfa, it's free and clear, when it was disentangled from the Bailam already. When you picked it up, it generated an obligation.
And it's also obvious that the Hashava is going to be different.
Right. So that would be the answer to your question if you don't want to go this way. Then even if you say that the Surah Saliyadu is a reference to the Chiyuv HaShavah V'Eishav, like Zela Shugazal, and you wanted to say that it doesn't apply to Aveda, so then Yonah's question, but there is a Chiyuv HaShavah in Aveda. So here the answer is, in Adoma, the Chiyuv HaShavah of Aveda, this is a very important issue, the Chiyuv HaShavah of Aveda, which is a Chovas HaGavra, right, you picked it up, but you have a Chiyuv HaShav Teshivim. That's still quite different than the chiyuv that derives from the heshiv asagzela asher gazal. Right, in one case you have a chavas agavra, in the other case you have a continuation of the gzela, and there's obviously a greater urgency in the hashava of gzela because of bisura saliyada. So either we have to take either, if we take the view that bisura saliyada means hashava, which I think is the most obvious and most accepted explanation of Bisur Asaliyado. Certainly, Tosis understands it that way. We'll see in a minute. And that's totally consistent with Tosis. The Nesiva certainly understands it that way. I think generally this is the most accepted view. I don't know how many people are so focused on this question in a conscious way, you know, that they think that there are other alternatives, but at least where it pops up, Bisur Asaliyado, a lot of times it seems to be equated with Hashava. So either we have to say that there is the equivalent in Aveda, or we have to distinguish between Hashev Teshivim and the Heshev Esagzeh. Okay. If we don't take that view, that the Surah Saliyada means Chiv Hashava, so then, okay, we could go back to the first thing that Yonah wanted to emphasize, which is the Maisa Veira, the fact that this was a Kinyan B'Matzav Shel Iser, inherently a Kinyan Iser, Kinyan B'Iser, is that a factor? Somehow, but we have to explain what that has to do with. Obviously, that has nothing to do with Aveda. There could be one other explanation, maybe. Yeah?
Maybe like a difference between Yeish, like the Baal's Yeish, towards just like. I don't know.
sounds like you have something there, but.
The Baal's Yeish to Ghana. Uh-huh. Listen, like, I give up, I'm not
going
to get it back, but I don't want him to have it.
You mean the Goslin?
Yeah.
So, like, well, that's more, like, you know, pragmatic, and you're also assuming that Yeush is directed, which it might be. That's 2 days until San Samatas, which we're going to get to pretty soon. But let's say before that, let's keep, like, the Umdana part of it out for the moment. Well, you might be right. I mean, that could be the explanation of... If you take, you know, if you view, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but if you look at Yeush as a kind of Hefker or Biosi Aglili, something like that, like the Nesivos, maybe you could say such a thing. The Nesivos himself doesn't read Yisur HaSaliyadu so much that way, but maybe you could say such a thing. I mean, if it's a directed, according to that one day in Tosis, that it's a kind of a Matana Legazlan, so, you know, or a Matana, you wouldn't want to necessarily do that to person Yisur HaSaliyadu. But I think a more basic is. What other basic issue could there be? Which again, probably may or may not differentiate Aveda from Xena, but certainly could.
What the Baal's being Miyaj on?
Meaning?
Whether he's being Miyaj and getting his chibitz back, or whether he's being Miyaj and getting anything back?
You mean Tashlumen?
Yeah. Like, clearly, he's not, he'll eventually find the chasm, and maybe it'll already be spent.
But remember that Yeush... Remember that Yeush affects the ban. Either way, there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin.
In Aveda, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin.
Well, in Aveda, there's no chiyuv tashlum in bepashtus, except that there was, we'll see in a second, that's Tosis's Kiddush, that if it was the equivalent of Bisur HaSaliyadah, there would be a chiyuv tashlum. So that you have to weigh that. I'm not sure about that. But what about one other factor?
Das.
Yes.
Das?
Das. Well, the whole idea of Yish, in a way, is that the person is giving up hope. So there is das to the extent that Yish has das. But what about the very capacity itself to be Miyash? Whether it's Bershuso. Yeah. Exactly. And that's, what about Isur Asaliyado possibly being defined in terms of Kinyanim? Meaning, getting back to Rabbi Yochanan, who we've touched on, and it's coming up, it's one of our next topics, but because of Elon Nisiyashu Abaylim, Zevezeh Enim Yechalam Lakdisho, Zelefishenu Shalom Zelefishenu Breshuso. Right, and that's, hopefully everybody read the Tos on Samach Tetzim and Aleph already, so that's part of that sugya. You can't sort of read that that Tosis and that Gemara, without understanding that that's Rabbi Yochanan's idea. So the question is, if we're talking about Shinui Kone, so there's no Das, and there's no Hakna, Mitzad HaNigzal HaNignav. And therefore, all you have to really worry about is however Shinui works, right? It's either Mitzad HaGazlin, or it's Mitzad HaChefza, the different identity, the various perspectives that we explored regarding Shinui. But if you're talking about Yush being Kone, so at least structurally, it looks like this is something that comes from the Nigzal, from the Nignav. And if that's the case, so we can ask the question, well, how can he, if we need his input, if this comes from him, if he is the impetus behind this Kinyan, so is that consistent with Zevezeh Ein Yechalom L'Hakdisho? Zelefish Ein Yechalom, Zelefish Ein Breshuso, he can't do anything. It's kind of ironic, right? Normally Rabbi Yochanan's halacha refers to, and maybe that's why this is totally wrong, normally Rabbi Yochanan's halacha refers to his ability to do something for himself, to sell the chepetz to someone who he wants to sell it to give it to Hekdesh. He can't do that because his hands are partially tied. Right? Zelefish Ein Breshuso. But what about giving up to the Gazan himself? To what extent does Yish really come from the Miyash, or is it just a state in which case, there's Yish, and once the Chepetz is in the state of Yish, that has a momentum of its own? Even if it comes from him, is it then a regular Kinyan? It's question number two. If it is a regular Kinyan, is the whole problem of Rabbi Yochanan only a problem when you're trying to defy the Goslin, when you're competing with the Ganif and the Goslin, but when you're actually relinquishing to the Ganif or Goslin, you're certainly not going to have such a problem. So both the quality of the Kenyan, how much of a Siluk, how much of a Hakna, how much is he involved, those issues, as well as the Zelfishen Ibrishu, so broader question, are going to be touched on here. Now in a way, Tosus on Samach Tesu Nalef, which we're going to read soon, relates to this a little bit. Moses has a line there, just like Hefker should be a problem, Zelvishena Shalom, the Gemara's discussion of Tznuin. So too, there should be such a problem for Yush, certainly if Yush was Hefker. Well, let's assume for the moment Yush isn't Hefker. And we're going to be discussing that. So is Yush a problem of Zelvishena Shalom? I'm Zelvishena Breshusa. So I've just given several reasons why it may not be, but if it is a problem, that could be an explanation of Bisura Asaliyado. What we're saying in Bisura Asaliyado is that when the guy picks it up, he has Kinyanim, Kinyanik Zela, which compete with the Nignav and Nigzal, which establish that it's Ein Breshuso. So maybe that's the Safek of the Gemara, maybe that's a Chisaron in the Yush. Maybe that makes the Yush impossible, the same reason it makes Hefker and Hektish and Mechira impossible. Now, translating that back to Aveda is a little tricky. If a Chepetz is Avud, So does the restriction of Zelafishen Shalom, Zelafishen and Breshusa apply? You want to answer that, Michael?
Well, it depends on when we say Shein Breshusa, how intensive we mean that.
Right, absolutely. In fact, I mean, do you know any facts about it one way or another? It's not a chisaron if you don't. It would be, like, you know, a few weeks from now, but...
Well, then I guess I'll wait a couple weeks to answer that.
Okay, I'll try to remember to ask it. So it's an issue in Rabbi Yochanan. What is the status of Avud for the dinim of Rabbi Yochanan? That's an issue, and we'll see some makaros for that. But certainly one could understand that, especially... But I agree with your analysis, which is, it depends what Zelafi She'enu Breshuso means. If She'enu Breshuso means the interference of the kinyanim, of the gazlan, rather than the lack of physical, practical, operative control of the nigna of the nigzal, then it's very appealing to be mechalik between a gazlan and a motzei aveda. The motzei aveda, you know, has the chefetz in his domain. It could be that you've lost operative control over, you don't know where it is, etc., but there's no competing bailus. Right? In the case of Goslin, there is competing bailus. That competing bailus could interfere with the transaction, with the ability to simply implement Yush. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I thought it depended a lot on Aveda. I mean, especially because, I mean, the Inverse with the Miri's point about Midas Hasidus, it's not so clear that it's so obvious that he doesn't have some sort of
Kinyan
on it.
Right, he may have a Kinyan, but even if he has a Kinyan, a motzei aveda, you mean? But that's an issue. I don't want to get too much into that because it's not our topic. But even what my point is that even if he does have a kinyan, it's very very likely that his kinyan works differently than a gana for gazlan, in that there's no competition. It would more be more comparable to a real shomer or a shoel's kinyan, which we've tried to explain several times, is a complementary kinyan. So in terms of his having some rights, some responsibilities, you know, from that point of view, the kinyan might be important. But in terms of it creating a zelafi she'enu birshuso for the real owner, for the original owner, that becomes more problematic. So that the competitive aspect of kinyan gnevo gezela, I think, becomes an issue there. So basically what we've described so far, let me just sum up so far, and then let's talk about Tosas and the Ramban, plugging us in a little bit. So we have this very interesting Shaka Vitaria. The clear implication is that the Mikame Dasa Liade is an important factor in Aveda. On the other hand, when it comes to Gzela, the other side of the coin is Isura Asa Liade. Okay. So far, what we've asked is, is the factor of Mikami Asa Liado and Isura Asa Liado, are they one and the same? The Gemara doesn't call them the same, but are they one and the same or not? That's question number one. Or maybe there are two different issues here. For another reason, Aveda Mikami Asa Liado is not the classical case of Yush, but Isura Asa Liado is something which is limited to Gzela itself. That's question number one. Question number two is, what is the factor of Yisurah Saliado in Gzela? What does it really accomplish and signify? So I think what we said is, and obviously how does that relate to there being the equivalent of Yisurah Saliado in Aveda? So what we said so far is, the simple pshat is going to be Hashava. Yisurah Saliado means the Chiyav Hashava, that you have a Chiyav Hashava that interferes with the complete Kinyan accomplished through Yiyush. As for whether or not that applies to Aveda, that's an interesting question. It depends whether you look at Hoshev Teshivim and Veheshev Esagzela as being similar enough in that regard. Certainly one could be mechalek between them. Okay. If it's not based on Hashava, so what else could it be based on? Either the Maisa Iser of some sort, the Meshicha B'Iser, is somehow tainted and can't take advantage or capitalize on Yiyush. That's not true in Motzei Aveda, which is, from that point of view, Beheter Gamor, even if it's a Chiyuv of Hashiv Teshivim, and even if it's not just the Chovas Hagavra, but still, obviously, everything is Beheter, even B'mitzvah. Shomer Aveda is Osek Mitzvah, Potem Mitzvah, among other things. So that's not going to be a factor in Aveda at all. Then we'd have to for sure explain Mekami Da'asi liyada in a different way. And then we had a third possibility just now, and that is maybe isur asa liyado is a way of interfering not with the so much with the kinyan of the gazlan, but with the hakna of the nigna of the nigzal. And that because of some kind of Rabbi Yochanan halacha, zelafishin al shalo, zelafishin al brishuso, where the kinyane gzela actually end up creating a problem much more so than an aveda. That would not apply necessarily to aveda. Again, we could still weigh aveda in terms of Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, but certainly if we're talking about competitive, not just the loss of operative control, but the actual competitive kinyanim, if they're responsible, that would certainly be limited to Gazlan. The only question we're not sure about is, number one, is Rabbi Yochanan's halacha ever a problem when the Gazlan is the one who stands to benefit? That's one issue. That's an important issue. Moreover, is Yush the kind of, is it really a kind of kinyan of the, or hakna of the Nigzal and Nignav, or is it just this, he is Messiah, and then the Chepetz is B'matzav Yush, and that's just the way it goes from there. Even if it is it a full-fledged hakna like Hefker and Bechira and Hekdesh, or is it more like a siluk, in which case it still wouldn't apply Rabbi Yochanan Zalach. That's what we have so far. Okay, there was a question.
Isn't it important to note that Yochanan would believe Yosh worked in Gezel in general, even though he probably believes it's weaker as he says a Tvicha after Yosh?
I mean, Rabbi Yochanan himself, what he holds about Yish Kedikani? Well, I don't really, that doesn't matter to me so much. I mean, it does, I mean, if we're writing a profile of Rabbi Yochanan. But since Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of Gezav Lonus Yashur Bailam Zeh, Zeh Ein Mechon Laktish, Zelafish, Ein Shalom, Zelafish, Ein Breshuso, is accepted, La halacha, even though Yish Kedi, generally we paskin, is Lo Kani. So if it isn't an issue for Rabbi Yochanan personally so much, you know, it could still be an issue. In other words, maybe Rabbi Yochanan doesn't think that it's a problem of Zelfishen Shal Shalishim Shuso because he has a certain view of how Yush maybe works. We're not laying the full burden of this on Zelfishen Shal Zelfishen Shuso. Right? I just mentioned that there were like three factors here. One is, do you say that when the Gazlan is the beneficiary? Number two, will you say it when we're dealing with more of a siluk than a hakna. Number three, maybe it's not even that. So I'm saying there's plenty of yish room for flexibility to explain why Rabbi Yochanan advocates on zelfish and zerol zelfish and brishuso, might or might not think this is a problem in yish.
Rather go further and say that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't apply it as a problem in yish because his yish is a little weaker, as he says.
Say that again, one more time.
He's slightly weaker than the regular one. He says you can have tzvicha after even lachar
yosh. Oh, okay. Maybe you want to add that too to the mix.
Therefore, it's not an issue for him of not reshut, so in yosh, uh-huh. Weaker than the regular.
So even the shitasa of his yosh kadi, there might be reasons to be machalik. Okay, that's a good horror as well. Okay, so now let's get back to just to make some of these things a little bit more concrete. Just to talk about Tosis and the Ramban for just a few minutes. So if you don't mind, Yonah, since you're doing such a good job, we'll continue to. Okay, the bottom one. The second to the bottom one. Okay, the Motzei Aveda one. We'll get back to also. There, the Tosfos talks about what the makar for Yush being koneh b'aveda is. Rashi has one formulation here based on the Gemara Mitzvah based on the base. Minayin laaveda sheshat fanar hol v'nisyashu abaylim. And Tosa says it's based on simla, right? You need something sheish, but simon sheish, but tovin as opposed to davar shem is yashmer. That's the big Tosa. We'll get back to that a little bit, not so much. Okay, then comes the next Tosa. Achanami kiven abiyash. And here's what Tosa asks the question of the sugya. Go ahead. Which is another way of saying bim tomar, but a really big intomar. It's a pity that Tosis kind of, downplays this. You know, it's very, almost subtle here. You know, apal pi. But really, this should be like a huge fanfare drum roll bim tomar or betema. I would say lo raisi tema gedola mizu, but this should be like a big question. What's going on in the sugya? How can you have a safek when the source already precludes the safek? That's what Tosa's asking. Go ahead. Kadamar Belabitsi, yes, it's also right. So what Tosis came up and said, not only did they not ask the question, you know, and give it its proper due, which is a pity because it's such an important question, but as a result, you could also miss the huge Kiddush. You could just read this Tosis, like very matter of fact. Yeah, you know, Afal Pi, you know, Mikol Makom. You could definitely miss the fact that Tosis came up here with a huge Kiddush that's not stated in any Gemara, and that, as we'll see in a second, other Rishonim undoubtedly disagree with. And that is logically just, you know, very, very mechudash. Okay, namely, that. What's Tosis' answer to the problem?
That you still have the state of like
the answer is, in similar circumstances, in Aveda,
it relates to the whole thing, like everything. The entire Aveda is affected. Here, only the band is affected.
Okay, but basically what that means is, in terms of solving the problem, there is no discrepancy. Tosis Mechadish, there's no discrepancy between Gzela and Aveda. In other words, even in Aveda, Bisura Asaliyade, Tosis doesn't use the words Bisura Asaliyade here, correct? But it's perfectly clear from Tosis, I think I'm totally justified in what I said before, which is that Tosis equates Mekamid Asaliyade with Isura Asaliyade, right? Because Tosis is asking the question, and Tosis' answer is, yeah, but on the equation side of it, it is parallel. Meaning, Mekamid Asaliyade equals Isura Asaliyade, and the consequence for both is Chiyuv Tashlumin. In the sense that it's going to work if it works in Gzela, in that sense, according to that Tzad, it works the same way in Aveda, which means it's the same thing, which means that Isura Asaliyade is the factor. Moreover, what Tosis does slip in subtly, Yona, is what word that's important? Dovi? Boy, I haven't had this opportunity in a while. Dovi?
he says that
what's the key word there, though? Yeah.
Right.
So he equates. Right. And which. No. So yeah. That Damim is a Chiyav Hashava. That's Bali Tosis in general.
It's the same Bali Tosis, the same Chiyav Hashava as if you would get back to the aim.
Yeah. But what's important here in particular, so that itself is important. That's not the Rambam's view, as we know. The Rambam distinguishes between Tashlumin and Hashava. But it is Tosis' view in Bab Metziach, Bab Medbeis. And Tosin and Makos, and a bunch of other places, that the Tashlumin is a form of Hashava. But more important for our purposes here, the reason that that's such an important word is because Tosis just slipped it in, almost interpolating, Isura Soliade, Mekamed de Baliade is a problem of Hashava. So the fact that Tosis also equates Aveda and Gzela as Isura Soliade is also perfect. Because these are subtle points, but they're there. Namely, how could you say Isura Soliyade in Aveda when the guy's getting a Osek Mitzvah, Potem and a Mitzvah, you know, banquets in his honor and everything? Right? The answer is we don't mean Isura Soliyade Isur. What we mean is Bechiyuv Asaliyade. Which Chiyuv? Hashava. Of course, he's also equating Hashiv Teshivim and Veheshiv. Okay. So in Tosis, we know the Isura Soliyade and Mekame are equivalent and they both refer to Hashava. And that both Hashavas, Le'in and Davar Zeh, are the same, and Tosis has a Chiddush. Now, one thing we don't know in Tosis, and that is, this is only according to the Mandamar Yush Kedi Kani? What about according to the Mandamar Yush Kedi Lo Kani? If Yush Kedi Lo Kani and Gzela. So would Tosis still think that if you picked it up, Mekamidi Asaliyad, if you picked it up prior to the Yush, that you would have to pay for it? Or is this only to justify, this is part of the suffix of the Gemara, and this is only to justify the equation? Okay, that's not clear. That's a room that's opening, at least. Do we have to live with this conclusion of Tosus that there is a tashlumin, that there is any kind of effective yush baveda be suras aliyadei, that there's any kind of tashlumin ever in the context of aveda? Both of those points don't appear in any Gemara. So it could be that it's only according to the mandamar yush kadikani where you have to justify all of this. Okay. The contrast is to the Ramban. Yeah.
Tosos is equating Makri Das Liyadim with Isura and Skeva Shava. So then what's the suffix of the Gemara? Shouldn't it be Pashat that it would work by Xela, considering they're in the exact same case?
No, that's what I'm saying now. So maybe the Gemara's suffix, Gufa, well, I think that could be two points. Number one, the Gemara's suffix, let's take it even from your point of view, could be whether or not Xela is still not worse. Because that's really bizarre. It's one thing to say, or maybe that's good for the suffix, the Gemara. Is Hashem Teshivim and Veheshev is like Zela the same? Maybe Veheshev is like Zela means it doesn't work at all. And Hashem Teshivim means it'll work, but you have to address it. Just like we were mistopic a moment ago, that Hashem Teshivim and Veheshev can't be compared at all. Right? So too, the suffix of the Gemara could be whether or not they can be compared. That's number one. Number two is what I just said a second ago, which is that another way to read the suffix of the Gemara, this is all in the mix. I mean, it's a package deal. What Tosa's saying is the Gemara's suffix is, do we say, Mekamadas al yado, hard and fast, no exceptions, and therefore Gzela's out? Right? Or is the Mekamadiasi, only if you want free and clear, Gzela you're never going to get free and clear anyway. So therefore, even Bisura Saliyade. So the suffix of the Gemara is the package. That's what I meant a second ago. I think either way we could explain the Gemara according to Tosis. It would be very important, la halacha, because we pass in Yishkadi Lokani, what do we really hold about that other case? Because Tosis says it so nonchalantly and matter-of-factly, you know, Afal P, whatever, it makes it sound like it's not such a huge chiddush, so it seems like it's comfortable with it. But as the Xos points out correctly, we mentioned this last year, last semester, the Xos points out that, you know, if you don't hold, like, if you hold like Ramban and Bamitzia, then you just don't have to accept this at all. There's no Gemara that says it, and it's a huge Kiddush. Okay, so what is the Ramban that we're referring to? So let's just remember the Ramban. Michael, remember the Ramban? Yeah. I think it was on the Marmukam anyway, this one, so. The Ramban in Bab Metziach of Bab Metziach.
He says that Kamei Asliyadeh means that the person finding it still is a Shomer Kebab.
Oh. Yad Ko Shomer Ke Yad Bailam. Again, what the Ramban is trying to explain, we went into detail last time. I'm not going to repeat it again. I'm not going to go into the whole reading of the Gemara in Bab Metziach according to the various Rishonim that we did, the Balamor, the Rosh, the Tosis, the Ravid. But basically, the Gemara there says that if you pick up a chayfetz, which was avud, but you pick it up amanas legozla, and halacha is the Gemara seems to say that you violate a bunch of isurim, but it's a matana b'alma. You don't have to give it back. If you give it back, you're being a nice guy. Okay, so. So the question is, well, what do you mean if you give it back, you're being a nice guy? That's a question all Rishonim asked. You're a gazlan. And even if you say Yush Kadi Kani, you're Chayev B'Tashlumin. So what do you mean if you give it back, you're being a nice guy? It's Lavanita Klase. You have to give it back. That's the question of the Rosh and Tosis and the Balamar, and they give different answers. Fine. The Ramban's answer basically is,
that when a person picks up on Nas Ligzol, he doesn't become Shomer, and also since picking up on Nas,
he's picking up an Aveda.
Since he's picking up an Aveda, he's not taking from Rishus Abalin. He's not doing a Rukifa from Rishus Abalin. He doesn't appear.
Right. So the Ramban has this fascinating combination. The Ramban says, listen, there are two problems when you when you're dealing with Yush. One is unique to Gzela, and the other is unique to Aveda. The one that's unique to Aveda is the problem of Mekamid. And again, the Ramban does not say explicitly what the diuk that I made in the Gemara, which is, you know, that Isur HaSaliyado is only said by Gzela, not by Aveda. But I think it's implicit. This is exactly how the Ramban, at least at this, you know, read the Gemara. The Ramban basically says the problem, and it's Meduyak, the problem of Isur HaSaliyado is not the problem of Yush Baveda. In theory, according to the Ramban, Yush Baveda would work even if it was a Yush Mekami, even if it was Yush La'achar de Asaliyade. The problem is Yad Shomer Ki Yad Bailim. That's the problem. And since Yad Shomer Ki Yad Bailim, so therefore you have a problem. There's no Yush when it's Birshuso. That's the Ramban's explanation. Problem of Yush of Gzela, on the other hand, is the problem of Isur HaSaliyade. And that's at least, that's maybe why it shouldn't work at all. Or that's the reason why you have to pay when it does work. But here we have a case which is Yush Aveda and Yush of Gzela at the same time. Since they're coincidental, so the Ramban says, well, each one happens to cancel out the problem of the other one. And therefore, your kone b'yush aveda, even though it's baliyadcha kodem yush, because since it was amanas legozla, there's no yad shomer kiyad bailim. So you're going the root of yush aveda. Okay, we'll explain the explanations. We'll just go into the details of that part of the Ramban in a minute. But that's basically the Ramban. So for our purposes, even though again the Ramban doesn't say v'im tomar v'yesh lomar, but in reading the sugya, it's perfect. Meaning, going back to our Gemara, the Gemara's right, Tamua Lagamri, right? The Gemara's saying, we're not sure about Yush Kadi because of Yisura Saliyadah, but in Aveda doesn't work, so what's the Safe? So Tosis' answer was, no discrepancy. Same Huadin in an Aveda. And the Ramban's answer will be, he doesn't say, he doesn't give it to, the best thing would have been if the Ramban in Bava Kamma or Ramban there had said, and that's the shot in the sugya in Bava Kamma, but he doesn't. So he's leaving that to our imagination. But I think it's a davar pashut. And the Ksos helps us a little bit by saying the Ramban would never have to agree to Tosis's conclusion. That's the Ksos's way of reconstructing the Gemara exactly how we're reconstructing it. And what we're saying is, for the Ramban, this question doesn't get off the ground. Because for the Ramban, the problem isn't in Aveda Isur HaSaliyade. The problem for the Ramban is Mikami, it has to be Mikami Dasaliyada because Yad Shomer Kiyada. It's the opposite problem. Not that he gets it in there and he's Mechuyev, but it there's no Yush because it's in good hands. It's totally the opposite problem. That's why you can never call it Isur HaSaliyada. Even for Tosis, it's a little of a misnomer because it's not Bisura. So we change Bisura. Bisura of Gzela equals Bechiyuva of Shomer. But for the Ramban, it's completely not true. Because it's Yad Shomer Ki Yad Bailim. It's nothing to do with Chiyuvim, nothing to do with Isurim. It's Lo Yatsa Mirshuso. So, but that problem doesn't exist in Gzela. It doesn't even exist when there's a combination of Gzela and Aveda. So since the problem doesn't exist in Gzela, so there's room for a Safek in the Gemara. What's a Safek in the Gemara? Nothing to do with Mekamida Saliyade in the Aveda sense. Only has to do with another factor that is unique to Gzela, which is why there's a reason, Isura Saliyade, Hetera Saliyade. For the same reason, the Ramban, this is where the Ksos comes in, the Ksos just says the Ramban, there's no reason for the Ramban to accept Tosis' conclusion. Namely, that if it was Mikami Dasaliyade, if it wasn't Mikami Dasaliyade, that there'd be a Chiyuv Tashlum, there'd be Kinyan B'Chiyuv Tashlum. It's not true. Because according to the Ramban, there would just never be Yiyush, it's still Yiyush Bershuso. By the same token, there's no reason to ever think that it works, except Amanas Legozla. And there's never a reason to think that Yush of Aveda ever generates any kind of Chiyuv Tashlumin. I'm just adding to all this that moreover, It's not true that Isura Saliado and Mikami are the same thing for the Rambam. They're two different dinim entirely. Except that I still think there's room for one Safek, and that is, just like I asked about Tosis a second ago, is the Ramban's Chiddush here? Ramban does come up with a Chiddush. Namely, according to the Ramban, came up with a new idea too, that Yiyush, Birshuso lo Shema Yiyush. There's no Gemara that says that either. Except this Gemara in Bam Metzia, according to the Ramban, and that's his interpretation of the Gemaras of Mekamida Saliyade. Yiyush, Birshus, lo Shema Yiyush. Is that conclusion only according to the Mandamar Yush Kedi and Gzela is Kona? Or does it apply even if you hold Yush Kedi Lokani? Is it still true that in Aveda, or in general, that Yush Birshus Lo Shema Yush, the Chiddush of the Ramban? And why do I ask that question? Not necessarily conceptually linked, but in terms of the Gemara. Again, what motivated the Ramban was probably one of two things. Number one, clearly, what he says motivated him was the Sugin Bamitziyah Daf Chavav. Is the Sugin Bamitziyah Chavav only according to the Mandamar that Yirsh Kedi Kani? It's assumed by some Rishonim in Bamitziyah Chavav Medeis that that's so. But if you held Yirsh Kedi Lo Kani, then that wouldn't be true. Then you wouldn't be motivated to come up with this whole pshat of the Ramban. The other sugya that really impels the Ramban, I think, is our sugya, even though he doesn't say it, namely to answer this problem. But again, that could be part of the package, as I said before. If you hold Yish Kedi Kani, how can you gloss over the fact that in parallel in Aveda it wouldn't work? The answer for the Ramban is not it is the same, but it's a technicality that it doesn't work. And that technicality is irrelevant to Gzela. It doesn't work in Aveda because of Yad Shomer Kiyad Bailim, which is irrelevant to Gzela. It's not a problem. So we're just left being mistapek, lahalacha, what will be, if you hold Yish Kedi Lo Kani, will the Ramban assume still this idea of Yush Birshus? Yeah. Isn't the Ramban? You talking about which, in where? In Bam Metzia? No, I thought he's trying to explain why it would be that even, not to explain Yush Kedi Lo Kani, but to explain why there's no Chi of Tashlumin. Considering it's a case of Yush of Gzela, there still should be Tashlumin, in which case there still should be Nita Klas A. I'll look at it again, but I don't think it's a point Dafka to explain Yush Kedi Lo Kani. Now, this is very important for the Ramban for another reason, but it's not a killer, but I'll tell you why. If you already read, I don't know how far you got in the Mar Makomos, did you read already the Ramban in Puf Yadalit and Gozo Machil? Not yet? No? Sure. It takes 2 or 3 days to read that Ramban. Takes 2 or 3 days to read that Ramban.
Wow. Okay. I did it over the vacations.
I once bumped into a person in the subway, and he told me that for about 15 years he was working on this Ramban about Chazaka Cheskim Lashon. He told me practically he doesn't do anything else. He's still trying to figure it out. And he said to me, "Do you think, what do you think about that Ramban?" I said, "Well, I think Ramban's saying," I said, "I'm not learning the Sugya now, but I think he's saying A, B, and C." And he looked at me and said, "You might be right." I said, "But I've been working on that Ramban and almost nothing else for 15 years. So you're actually pretty quick." Okay. The Ramban's are difficult, and there is always what to extract from them. But I think we've established at least that people haven't seen it so far completely. So, but the... okay. The Ramban Mechom also has a line, which some other Rishonim have as well, which is that when you get to Yirsh Vashina Rishus, Yirsh Vashina Rishus accomplishes, well, Yisad Ephraim, right? What's the point? What's the equation? How does Yirsh Vashina Rishus work? Well, we'll see it inside. I'm just making a quick allusion to it.
Well, the Shina Rishus really does everything, and the Yesh only affects Tumah?
No, not really. What the line of Yirsh and Shina Rishus of Yisura Mehteiro Saliyade in the Ramban? You might need to look at it again. Okay, there's a group of Rishonim, including the Ramban, who try to explain that Yush and Shina Rishus is a way of rehabilitating Yush Kedikani, right? And the reason that you do that is because the Shina Rishus part of it, at least, simulates Betei Ras Eliyadai. And then the Yush of Gzela will be the equivalent of Yush of Aveda. That's what the Ramban has a line saying. Now that on the surface is strange, given the Ramban in Bamitzia, or one would have thought. Why is that strange, Eliyahu? Given the Ramban in Bamitzia, because if you let's say you hold like the Ramban in Bamitzia, right? So what we're saying basically is that the problem in Aveda is not a problem of Yisur Asaliyade. Nekami di Asaliyade. It's a problem of Yad Shomer ki Yad Bailim. In other words, if you hold like Bali Tosis, who say that Yisur Asaliyado applies Bein Baveda, Bein Bigzela, right, and they're equivalent in every way. So therefore, if you hold Yish Kedi Lo Kani, right, so then you could say, oh, that means Yudafka require Betei Ras Eliyade in Aveda. If you have Yish and Shina Rishus, you're back to what Aveda was. That's fine. But what we're trying to point out is that the Ramban doesn't just say an unbelievably ingenious teretz to an important question in Bamitzia. Right? We can pull out from this Ramban that he probably rejected Tosis' whole reading of our Gemara. Right, and that he probably believes that Mekamada Saliyade and Isura Saliyade or Atera Saliyade are two different dinim completely. So if that's true, how come the Ramban, when he talks about Yish and Shina Rishus, is contemplating this formulation that the Shina Rishus is the gap, bridges the gap between Yush Ogzela and Yush of Aveda? Because it's the Rasul Yade and it's not like Aveda. To get it to be like Aveda, you need Yush Vashina Rishus. What are you talking about? The Ramban's the one who holds that in Aveda, the issue isn't Isura Rate Rasul Yade. So I think that there could be two answers for that. Or three answers. I mean, one could be that the Ramban there is not working with the Ramban in Bamitzia. Does everybody? Everybody's on? Yeah? Really? What? Okay, good. One could be that, you know, the Shitas are just not aligned. I mean, the Ramban's explanation of the Sugya Bam Metzia. You know, we found the Ramban is not always perfectly consistent at all. Although the Ramban of Rishonim happens to be quite consistent, more so than some of the other Rishonim who are very much, you know, after Ramban has grander and more consistent schemes crossed. I think that's one possibility, though. Or, yeah, do you want to...
Could they have explained the difficulty once more?
Yes. What I'm saying is that there are some Rishonim, and Ramban has this line as well, that explain that the combination of Yish and Shina Rishus, the third topic, which we haven't done yet, but I'm just making a quick allusion, Yush of Shina Rishus works Yush Kedilo Kani, so how does it help you if you have Shina Rishus? They explain that the Shina Rishus is like Behatera, L'inyan the Lokeach is Behatera Asaliyade. But that's fine. That in itself doesn't prove anything. But the Ramban, I think, is the one who has the line who says, if it's Behatera Asaliyade, so then it becomes like Yush of Aveda. Okay? So what I'm saying is, but the Ramban thinks that the problem of Mekamid Asal Yad and Aveda has nothing to do really with Bisura or Behetera. It has really to do with a whole other factor, Yad Shomer Ki Yad Abaylet. It's a little strange, that's all. So it could be that they're just not consistent. It's possible. We don't prefer to say that, but could say that. Or it could be that the Ramban's conclusion, this whole Mahalach of the Ramban, about Yodo, Kiyad, Bailin being the explanation for Mikami, etc., is only according to the Mandamar Yushkadi, Kani. But if you hold Yushkadi, Lo Kani, in Ochanami, we could go back to saying that anytime it's Mikami Dasal Yade and there's a Chiyav Ashava, that completely negates, that completely obviates Yush. I think a third possibility is would be to say that the Ramban's line has to be understood a little bit different. What the Ramban is saying is that the Gemara is telling us two dinim. Number one, the Gemara originally started off and had its halacha of Mikami, and that's based on Yad Shomer Ki Yad Bailin. But then when the Gemara is mistapek, so the Gemara is saying, as for Gzela, not like Tosis, again, the Ramban Lashitaso, not like Tosis, now we're mistapek, but what about in Gzela? Maybe the fact of Isura Saliado makes it not comparable to Aveda. That's not the same as the problem of Mikamidiasi. What we're saying is, even though, let's say, read it like this. The Gemara, according to the Ramban, is read like this. Mikamidiasi is a practical problem. It's irrelevant for Gzela, it's irrelevant for the Safek. But the Gemara is Mistapek about is a second point. And that is, maybe Isura Saliado determines that there's no comparison to Aveda. Yush Gzela has to be like Yush of Aveda. So even though the Mekame per se is a technicality, what about the fact that in Gzela it's Bisura, literally Bisura Saliade? Bisura Saliade in a way which has nothing to do with Aveda. In other words, like getting back to the point we said before, Bali Tosis assume that Bisura Saliado applies to both and it means the same thing in both. But for the Ramban, we might say Isura Saliade L'shitaso Dafka is uniquely a halacha in Gzela. But it does destroy the equation with Aveda. Because even if so you could get out of the technical side of Yado Kiad Bailim, and whatever, from the Aveda point of view at least, it wouldn't be Bisura Saliade. Didn't go steal the object from the house of the Goslin. So what the Ramban means in Mechamos is, even if it's still true what I wrote in Bab Metzia, and even if it's still true even according to the Mandamar Yushkadi Lokani, but nonetheless, based on how I have to read anyway the Gemara in Bava Kama, we still want to get back, or the suffix is still, or the ikuv, the whole Yushkadi Lo Kani, is still be Suras Aliyade, Eina Doma Laveda. Just not Eina Doma Laveda because of Mikami and not Mikami in Aveda, but because of Suras Aliyade of Gzela. Okay, so this, I think, is very, very important in the reading of the Ramban Bava Metzia and the application to these issues. Okay, we clear about, everybody understood that last point? We'll take the shtika as hoda in this case. Okay. So now let's get back to two other points very, very quickly in the Ramban. At the time, I mentioned them, and I just want to elaborate or explain a little better what I meant. The Ramban came up with two chidushim in Bava Metzia, two other chidushim. So we've just spent a little time trying to figure out how the Ramban will read our Gemara, that it will be radically different than Tosis. He will not accept the conclusions of Tosis. He will all not accept the definition of Isura Saliado Baveda of Tosis. He will say Mikame and Isura are two different dinim, and then we just try to figure out also, nonetheless, can it be consistent with what he writes elsewhere? Fine. But the main two points, Chidushim of the Ramban and Bava Metzia, are as follows. Number one, this Chidush of Yush Birshus. I just raised the question, does he hold that way even if Yush could be Lokani? But to understand that itself. So at the time, I just didn't have it with me. I mentioned the Nesivos. The Nesivos does not read... You know, before we get to that, I'm going to make one other ha'ara. Sorry. One other ha'ara about the relationship between Gzela and Aveda for Yish. Anisura Saliyada. Just one more ha'ara. If Aveda definitely works, let me say it this way. Could there be another answer to the Gemara other than Tosus and the Ramban? That's the problem that we have in our Gemara. Gemara is Safik about Isur Asal Yado. It seems to be Nifshat in Aveda. Right, so what's the whole topic about? So we have the Tosis, we have the Ramban. Okay. So I think at the time I mentioned, and this would go, I think, well with what Yonah was suggesting before, there is a discrepancy, we acknowledge it, and we say, Afal Pichein. Correct? So how does that work? So I think it may work in the following way. Again, throughout the year, we keep referring to the model of Gazlan and Ganav. Kinyane Gnevo Gzela, right, being somewhat different than other, what I sometimes called quasi Kinyanim or junior partnerships, etc. And the reason for that being that the others are generally complementary, they're created by Das Makne. This is Kneged Ritzono, Bal Korcho, and it is based on competition, not consensual agreement. What we've seen throughout is that sometimes that makes the kinyanim of the Gazlan and the Nigzal, oftentimes it makes it weaker, because he hasn't been given this right from the predominant owner. He's grabbed it, and that should make it weaker, because it's opposed by the more dominant Bailin. But we've also found occasionally that it makes it stronger, because in a head-on clash between the two, right, if he's not a subservient junior partner, but an aggressive one, sometimes that aggressiveness, that independence, gives him stronger kinyanim. That's what we've seen. Okay, so the point is, that may be the third way to explain our Gemara. Gemara is saying, Inu Nachanami, Isur Asal Yado does not work in a Shomer. But that's because the Shomer's kinyanim are don't have that edge. They don't have that aggressive, combative, competitive component. So Isur Asal Yado, that's if it's preceded by a Chiyuv Hashava, that undermines any kinyan that the Shomer would have. The Shas Meshichaso, right, it didn't work. It was a Chiyuv Hashava. The Chiyuv Hashava completely neutralizes kinyanim. But Gazlan, whose entire kinyane gzela, forget about Yish, before you get to the point of Yish, linyan tashmishim, linyan iske mamon, linyan Chiyuv Onsen, linyan, according to some, the extended shinui kona, where it's all based on might, on Bisur Asal Yado. And on the contrary, let's just add the speculation again, the non-Darshin and Tamid Akra, hopefully, speculation. Namely, the need for Kinyan in Ganav is Dafka because of Bisur Asal Yado. It's important that he Bechayev Onsin. It's important that he be chai for Nizke Mamon, to give him that responsibility and accountability, since he's taken the object forcibly away from the Gazlan, but to be legally consistent about it, he needs Kinyanim. So in a way, Bisura Saliyadeh is completely inconsistent with Shomer, but is part of the story of Kinyani Gnevo Gzela. therefore, even if we were not to conclude, as Tosis does, that there is an equivalent or parallel in Yiyush Aveda of Chiyuv Tashlumin in a case of the equivalent of Yisur Asaliyado. No. If it's Yisur Asaliyado, or it's not Mekame, once it's a Chiyuv, that ends at Naveda. But nonetheless, in Gzela, it's in the nature of Kinyan Gzela that this should not be an issue or a problem. So that would be in one direction. It's also possible, though, possible, it's easier, obviously, to go in the other direction. It's easier to say that even if Mikami, the Asi, is not a fundamental requirement in Aveda, that it is in Gzela. Why is that easier to say? Obviously, if we're talking about the Kinyanic Zela themselves being part of the problem to trigger the Yiyush, that suggestion I made along the lines of Rabbi Yochanan, or the Meshicha Shel Iser cannot turn into a full-fledged Kinyan without there being a change in the actual Heftza, Shinui Kona, or even if we're talking about just the interference of Hashava itself. The Heshav is like Zela Shogazal, that really blocks Kinyanim. Hashev Teshivim, it's a mitzvah, it's a Chavos HaGavra. For any of these three reasons, it would be sensible to say that Bisura Suliyade, or the equivalent, I should say, Bisura, Lo Mekami Da'asi is not really a problem. Timing is not really a problem in Aveda. Timing really is a problem in Gzela. Why am I looking for trouble? What am I? Who am I saying this for? Possibly for the Ramban. Because for the Ramban, everything is turned around. Right? Before you say the Ramban's pshat of Mekami D'Asi, Yado Kiyad Bailim, so it seems like the problem that we're encountering in the sugya is, how can there be a safek about Gzela when it's Vaday no good in Aveda? Right? But according to the Ramban, maybe one should raise the question in the opposite direction. According to the Ramban and Bam Metzia, the only problem of Mekami D'Asi is a technical problem, Yado Kiyad Bailim, Ein Yiyush Kishihu Bershuso. But if not for that, the fact that there's a Chiyuv Hashava, what's the big deal? It would certainly work. The Haraya, Al Menas L'Gozla, where there's no Yado Kiyad, Yishav Aveda will work. So now the question is, why is the Gemara's Mistapik then? If Yush of Aveda works fundamentally, not practically in most cases, but if in theory Yush of Aveda would work with the equivalent of Isur Asaliyade, so then why shouldn't it work for Gzela? Why is there Safek? And never mind a Safek. Lahalacha, Vipaskin Yush works in Aveda, in theory, if not for Yado Kiyad, if the Ramban maintains that even Lahalacha, and Yush Kedilo Kani. So that would be the exact op. That would fit according to what I just said, which is Ein Adoma the Chiyuve Hashavas, or the factor of interfering, competing Kinyane Gzela, this time Ligriusa, and the other factor of Meshicha B'Iser. None of those three are exactly equivalent. In some cases, they're not applicable at all. Even in the case of Hashav Teshiva and the Heshav is like Zela, there's a huge difference between Zela and Shomer. Therefore, the Gemara can possibly be Mistapek about Zela, even if Shomer will not work. That would be a way, it would not be necessary to conclude that the Gemara's, that the Ramban's whole Chiddush of Yado Kiyad is part of the package deal, depends on Yush Kedi being Kani or not. Okay. That's clear? Okay. But I think as another reading of the Gemara, say we might take the opposite view, neither the Ramban nor Tosis, and say Yisur Asaliyado, Dafka work B'Gezel, whereas Mekami and its equivalent would not work, Yisur would not work for Aveda. Finally, the two final points in the Ramban that I just wanted to clarify. The Ramban's chiddush about Yiyush Birshus. So I think I mentioned at the time, but I didn't have the time to document it. That is that the Nesivos rewrites it a little bit. He basically has this as a general rule that kol davar shehu birshus habaylim is lo nitan liyush. And then he goes on to say that the definition of rishus depends on Rabbi Yochanan. Whatever is considered birshuscha, such that you can be makdish or makne, is not nitan liyush. If it's shalom birshuscha, I mean you can't be makdish or mocher, then it's considered shalom birshuscha. Now the truth is you don't have to read the Ramban that way. The Ksos did not read it that way, and the simple reading of the Ramban is not necessarily that it's this larger principle. It could be that what the Ramban just meant is yado, yad shomer, ki yad abaylim. Namely, the shomer becomes, it's not just, it's if it's biyad shomer, so it's biyad birshuso, and therefore the yiyush is yiyush birshuso shalosh ma yiyush. Rather, the yado is ki yad abaylim, and as long as the shomer is not miyayish, there's no yiyush. There are two bailim linyan yiyush right now. There is the real owner, and then there's the Shomer Aveda. As long as the Shomer Aveda, who's the extension, he's the embassy of the Bailim, as long as he's not Miyayish or Misyayish, so then there's no Yish. And that's what the Ramban has in mind. But if we're talking about a regular case of one Bailim, right, nobody picks it up. So let's say he has something in his rishus, but he thought that he lost it. He hasn't found it in years. So does the Ramban necessarily say that ain't yiyush birshuso? Not necessarily. I think the way the Ksos reads the Ramban, that would not be under the rubric of the Ramban. But just to highlight it, the Nesiva says it all over the place. Right? Reish Nun Tes, Shin Samech Gimel, I think. Shin Aina, I think I gave him all three to look at. When he quotes the Ramban, he says, Torah of Divra Ramban, the Afakav of the Yush Lokani Begezel, Vishundi Sur Asal Yade, Afilam Anamar Yush, Kona Mikalmakam Dom Boil Shlume, Hainu Dafka Begezel Miyad Habailin. Aval Gazal Aveda Lifne Yush, Vinisyaish, Kona Be Yush, Afil damim enet sarach l'shalem de begezel daveda yush kani de dafka begezel mirshus habaylam lamahani yush avon not la menasach zira kivin enasa shomer shabaylam reyado ki ad baylam velo nafik mirshusay de bal aveda velo mahani yush ba aveda rakecha de nitek de nafik rather mirshusay Umuchach midvarav dimneva davar umunach bebeso afagav deshamina and deiyayish lo nikne beyush kiv chaliyatim reshuso. Then he asks, "Amnam midivre tells us b'mitzia afchavav." It doesn't seem that way. And then he says, "Ksos also hikshal ze miteina hanotol derech." So to answer these questions, he doesn't go and back to what I just said, or I think the way I think Ksos read the Ramban, which is that if you have an extended yodo kiyad abaylim baylim, and he's not miyayish, then there's no yiyush. But Lu Yitzir, we're talking about one baylim who's misyayish, even on a chefetz, which is physically and even legally birshuso. There's no rule that ain yiyush bedavrusha birshuso. That would answer Tosa's question and Ksos's question. Instead, the Nesivas pulls back only in the following way. He says, the issue of Birshuso is not a physical thing. It's a Rabbi Yochanan legal status. Fianis daiti kemodik zela mikri ani brishuso kemokein aveda. Amnam dafka kishu munach b'mokom she'ena mishtamer mikri aveda shekvar yatzim brishuso mahani beyush. Havu kishu b'mokom a mishtamer mikri brishuso v'lo mahani beayush d'lo ribsa rachmana yush. This is already making, you know, of the Ramban a lot. Lo ribsa rachmana yush rak gabe aveda. V'zeh lav shma aveda. Mikamakom kivda eved gazal es atzmo barach havekilu hu gabiad hagazlan u'mikri ene b'shusei. L'fizeh ene raya mitosis chavzayin, etc. So there, the point to understand here is that the Ramban made a different or a larger principle out of the Ramban. The Nesivos made a larger principle out of the Ramban. That's number one. Number two, that this is consistent with the Nesivos' understanding of Kinyan Yiyush for the Ramban, and more generally, that getting now to topic number two, that Yiyush, even in Gzela, is essentially a Kinyan Aveda. If you look at the Nesivos later on, in Shin, Samech, Gimel, I think. Shin Samach Gimel. So there he talks, and we'll get back to in a second, about Yiyush, Bekarka, Bavadim, Bishtaros. So he says, just because Karka ain't an Exelis, both in Shin Samach Gimel and in Shin Ayin Aleph, says, just because Karka ain't an Exelis, Mehecha Tesis Shin Ayin Aleph, the Mehecha Tesis Shalo Yol Yiyush Bekarka, Ma Bekach, Shirachmana miyata miding zela. Mikamakom yush nilmad miyush daveda. Kimavur baba kamat of samach vav argamara. Umeche tesa lo yol yush bavadim vikarkos ushtaros. Kim de lake a miyut. Linin yush. That, I mean, everybody has the opposite problem. The Rishonim and Achronim were bothered. When it seems like Yesh Yush Bavadim, Yesh Yush Bekarka, Yushami in Kelayim, Tosis quotes in Sukkah, and Tosis in Bava Basra, Daf Mem Dalid, and the Achron, they all have the problem. How could you speak about Yush Bavadim? How could you speak about Yush Bekarka, Vein Karka, Nein Avadim Nigzalim, Shtaros? The Nesivos' problem is the opposite problem. How could anybody say that Ein Yush in these things if there's no Limud? What is the fact that ein gzela b'karka or avadim have to do with yush b'gzela of karka avadim and shtaros? And essentially, he sticks with that. L'chein nira hatam b'hod ein yush l'karka the Ramban b'mochamas kasav hatam. He invokes the Ramban all over the place. This Ramban because according to the Nesivos' reading of the Ramban, what does Ramban tell us? Ein yush. Birshuso. And why is that a particularly appealing doctrine for the Nesivos? For his, why does he read the Ramban that way? Again, I don't know which came first. It's hard to know, but it all comes together. For the Nesivos, Yiyush of Gzela is Yiyush, is a form of Yiyush Aveda, because Gezel is also Avud. So then it's very attractive to say, Ein Avud Betoch Rishuso, even in terms of Gzela. So the reason that karka avodim, or karka at least, is going to be a problem is because they ain't avod. Which is why the Nesivos ends up saying, and let's say it's davar she'ena yachal ahotzi b'dayanim. Let's say you don't have witnesses, and it's your karka. You can't get it back. He says that case will be a case where yesh yush b'karka, even gzela. Because then it's avod. Then according to the standards of Rabbi Yochanan, if you can't prove it's yours, you can't be motzi b'dayanim, you can't be makdashit. Can't be makdashit, what does that mean? It's not pershuscha. If it's not pershuscha, yesh yush. I ain gazel, who cares? The physical act of gzela is simply avud. So that's what he says here, and that's what he says in Shin Samach Gimel as well. Alfianias daiti the ikar atam b'had ein yush mol b'karka mivur b'divrei Ramban the enamol yush rak b'davar shenim davar sheyatzam reshusa. Lefi zanira, demen yachal lahotzi akarka bedin, kagon ein la'edim, the chashiv ein reshusa, the ein yachal akdisho, shuv, then mo'el yish bekarka. The chenim haya efshar la'ashkuche aveda gabe karka, have a mo'el gam ken yish. Rakshi yafshar la'ashkuche aveda gabe karka. Lefi zanira, the yish mo'el be'eved, to dafka bekarka la'shayach aveda, the arts olam amadis la'shayach yish, have a gabe eved efshar la'aveda, Mehecha teisel omol yush bavadim? Him kein begezel nami, the mali shenevad ha'eved, machmas shabarach, or machmas shenigzal mimenu. Meaning, gzela is just a hechetimtzi of aveda for yush. Halom ikomokom, avur hu me'abaylim, do ein yush mo lekarka, lav mikra nilmad, rak misvara. V'lachein hacha, avadim, kemetalteli dami linyan zeh. So that's the Nesiva Slashitaso in all three places, that he really holds, A, that Yush, even of Gzela, is just a form of Yush Aveda, B, that the basis for any issue is this expanded notion of the Ramban, that Yush, Birshus, Loshma Yush, which is now totally understandable, because it's not Avud. Three, Avud, not Avud, is defined legally by Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. But in fact, one could read the Ramban differently. And no matter how you read the Ramban, one could certainly argue that, especially for the Ramban, that Yush Vaveda v'Yush v'Gneva are two different dinim. Maybe what the Ramban says about Yush Aveda is dafka by Yush Aveda. So, which brings us to the final point where the Nesivos, I think, is very, very consistent. And with this, we'll conclude for today. Then we'll pick up the rest of this. I want to speak about Yush Aveda and Gzela a little more fully tomorrow, and then Thursday, and then we'll do the third point of Yush and Shina Rishos. And that is the other Chiddush of the Ramban. Remember, there were two Chiddush of the Ramban. One was this conclusion that Yush Rishos, Lo Shema Yush. The other one was, if you have Gneva, or Gzela, Amanas Gozla. You have Yush of Gzela and Yush of Aveda together, somehow you get out of the Chiyuv Tashlumin. Right? So how does that work? So that's a little strange. So I suggested last year that we had before the break that this has to do, this is, the Ramban here is the anti-Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asked the question in the sugya also, how can you compare Yush of Aveda and Yush of Gzela? After all, if you're really comparing it to Aveda, Aveda is free and clear, there's no payment, and Yush of Gzela, you certainly have to pay, even if you get to keep the ban. So Rabbeinu Peretz answered by saying, no, you're misunderstanding. The reason that there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin in the case of Yush of Gzela is not because of the Yush. It's not a result of this Kinyan Gzela generates Tashlumin. That's not what happens. The reason there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin is because concurrent to the Maisa Gneva, there was a Chiyuv Hashavas HaBe'en and a Chiyuv Tashlumin. And since you addressed, as long as you were addressing the Be'en, you didn't have to relate to the Tashlumin. But now that you're no longer relating to the Be'en because Yush Kedikani, now you're Chiyuv Tashlumin not for the Kinyan Yush, but for the original Maisa Gzela. And a better parents. And we know this issue because that's the issue of Karen Kane Shaganov. That's a Tosus Rid issue in Karen Kane Shaganov. Again, those of you who weren't here, I apologize, but just a quick reference, right? And Tosus Rabbeinu and Bjornason Cohen Milonil and Karen Kane Shaganov and several other issues and formulations. But the Ramban, what's suggesting is different. Maybe the Ramban holds that the Chiyuv Tashlumin is actually generated by the Hafkos Chiyuv Hashava. And what the Ramban is saying is, there's a difference between Yush of Gneva and Yush of Aveda. They're two different dinim. And as such, what the Ramban is saying is, since we have Yush of Aveda here, so Yush of Aveda doesn't generate a Chiyuv Tashlumin. Only Yush of Gzela does. So you've used the Almanas LeGozla to, in a way, energize Yush of Aveda. Right, that's Amanas Lagoza's contribution, and now you're using the Yush of Aveda to win the case. But then what emerges is that according to the Ramban, maybe there are two Yishas, Yishu Aved or Yishu Gzei. Now that would not work very well if you held, just one more second, like the Nesivos. Because the Nesivos, as we just saw, really holds that Yush of Gzela is just an example of Yush of Aveda. So according to him, you have to figure out Manishtana, the Yush of Gzela in this case of Abnas Lagozla from any other case. To say, oh, because here we're going the Aveda route, not the Gzela, it's not going to work for him. Because the Gzela and the Aveda, the Gzela is just a form of the Yush of Aveda. So that's why, also, again, I don't know if this is all coincidence or the Nesivos thought all of this out in advance, but the Nesivos' reading of that line of the Ramban is also different, as I mentioned at the time. The way the Nesivos reads it is, it's not that you use Yush of Aveda, which is not Mechayev Tashlumin. Rather, the Yush of Gzela, which is not a function of Netilas Achefetz Mershus Abaylim, is not Mechayev you Tashlumin. In other words, it's not the confluence of Yush Gzela and Yush of Aveda as much as it is that the Yush of Gzela Saveda as opposed to Gzela Mirshus is not Mechayev Tashlumin. That's what the Nesivos says. I'm just going to read it to you for 1 second, and I just want to make, I think, Ha'ara, which I think is correct, about this. He says, "I vafilu mandam yish kone mikomakom doim bo yishlumi hayni dafka begezel mi alabaylim avol gezel aveda lifnei yish v'nisyayish kone bi yish afilu dami in tzorach l'shalim de begezel de aveda yish kone de dafka begezel mershus baylim lamahani yish." I will not come and ask Zira. Harezek Kiyada Bailam, but Nofik Mishus de Baila Veda, for the Mahani Yushba Veda, Rakhechad, etc. Okay. So basically, he says here that the problem is Gezel da Veda, Yushkani, Bili, Tashlumin. So just one quick Ara. That's true. I understand why he says that. It's a little strange in the language of the Ramban, but a little dochic in the Ramban, but okay. But then we should raise the following question. If you read the Gemara Bava Tziach, Chav Amud Beis, so the Gemara there says that if this happens, right, you chayiv three things, right? Hashev Teshivim, the Heshev is Hagzela, and the Yisro Gzela. So you are chayiv Hashava. And then the Gemara says, and then if there's Yiyush, so then, it's matana bialma, because you don't really have to pay back. So, what about this idea, according to the Nesivos' reading of the Ramban, that gezel, only mirshus, is mechayev you? Not gezel me'aveda. It's only after yush, in other words, that you don't have to pay. So it seems like there are two aspects of the chiyuv. It would seem that you have to say that there are two aspects of the chiyuv. One aspect of the chiyuv results from gzela mirshus abaylin, and if you have gzela from aveda, not gzela from mirshus abaylin. So that's lacking. But another aspect of Chiyuv Hashava, or Tashlumin, is based not on the Maisik Zela and the Gazlan, but based on the Nigzal. The Nigzal has certain rights, it's his Chayfetz. The Nigzal demands Hashava the Tashlumin. So that has nothing to do with Gazal Mirshus Abaylim, or Gazal Mimatzav Aveda. So I think the pshat in the Gemara according to this reading would be, what the Gemara is saying is, prior to Yush, you have to return the chayfetz. And if something would happen to it, you'd have to pay for the chayfetz. But the reason for that is the nigzal, the nignav. When Yush comes about, that's what Yush is. Yush means the relinquishing of the rights of the bailim, of the nigzal. Any mechayiv of the nignav, the nigzal, his having been wronged, his rights are given up. Yush, that's what Yush is. Just that normally, you still have to address your own ma'isa aveira. But here, there is no netilah mirshus habailim. So once is Yush, there's nothing. So it would work according to the Ramban would be that there really are two separate mechayvim for Hashava. One is Otsa Mirshus Abaylim, the Maisa Veira, Mitzad Agazlan, and the other is always Mitzad, the Zchuyos of the Nigna of the Nigza. Yush always addresses one, the other remains, and the other is generally chayiv, responsible for the chiyuv tashlumin, even if you can keep the ban. But according to the Sivis, is reading the Ramban, gezel me'aveda plus yush, that ends up being no chiyuv whatsoever. Now, this idea that stealing, taking it out of the rishus of the bailim, as opposed to just to being nichnas l'rishuscha, or taking it into your own rishus, that may be a flawed or a moderated act of gezel and may affect things like hashava or tashlumin, etc. Also relates back to another sugya that we did, just to mention very quickly. That is, what kind of kinyan do you require for a gazel? We talked about whether you need hotzom rishus abaylim primarily, or hotzom rishus abaylim and knisa l'rishuso, or rishus arabim. Mishicha l'rishus arabim is one example. We also talked earlier in the year about a case where you dafka have knisel or shuso, but no hotzom rishus abaylim in the tsuras akinyan, chotzer, according to the Rambam, or Rabbi Zalman Meltzer's Sahara. Does he have kinyan chotzer, but there's no hotzom rishus abaylim? Let's say the object walks into your rishus, and you have kavana to steal it through the chotzer, or you slam the door even. What would be according to the Rambam? Rambam doesn't quote that halacha. It could very well be that the Maisa Gzela, Maisa Otsom, Rishus Abaylim, is a critical component in Gzela. But for the Ramban, according to the Nesivus' reading of the Gemara, you'd have to say that these are two Mechaivim of Hashav. The alternative is to interpret the Ramban my way, which I think is acceptable in terms of Tashlumin and Hashava. Or, I think what I mentioned earlier, in the name of the Birch HaShmuel, which is that Yiyush, there are two different Yiyushes. There's a Yiyush which is a Matir, that's the Yush of Aveda, and there's a Yush which is a Kinyan Iser, Bisur Asaliado, and that is Kinyan Gzela. I would just like to add to that point, in light of what we said today about Isur Asaliado being about the competitive aspect of Ganav and Nignav, of Gazlan and Nigzal, maybe that's what the Birch HaShmuel had in mind. Namely that in Yush of Aveda, it's a Matir because, you know, there's no competition. The Isur HaSaliado is all about the competing nature of the struggle for Kinyan between Ganav and Nignav, and therefore, even if you win the Chayfetz, you always generate a Chiyuv Tashlumin. So if you don't like the Nesivos, it seems that Dafka the Ramban is an advocate, whether you say my way or the Birch HaShmuel's way, it seems like the Ramban is Dafka an advocate that Yush of Gzela and Yush of Aveda are totally different dinim. And that would make sense, because as we explained, unlike Bali Tosis, that would also be Ramban L'Shitaso, because unlike Bali Tosis, Bisura Asaliyade of Gzela doesn't have any parallel in Aveda. The Mekamidase for the Ramban is a totally different din, Yado Ki Yadabayim. So the Ramban, I think, the Nesivos works out perfectly within his own orbit. If you don't like the Nesivos, I think there's an inner consistency in the Ramban himself about these various issues. Okay, we'll stop here. Sorry for the longer time. Next time, Thursday, let's finish up Yush Vaveda, that whole issue, and begin Yush plus Shino Rishos. Also, if you get a chance, look at the Rambam and Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach also. That's the other thing I wanted to I wanted to mention. The Rambam Isur and Mizbeach, Perakei Halacha Zayin. And I think the other Gemaras I gave you, the Gemaras on Kuf Yud Aleph, Kuf Yud Daled. We'll try to move quickly for this.
Amen.